Hey, welcome back to another
Friday.
Vodka Friday.
It's Vodka Friday. 2022.
Right, yeah. 2022. That's right. We all get a do-over. Thank God. Are you still have your shit together, or what's going on?
Oh my God. It's 6 weeks now. I'm going strong.
No, it's not.
No, you went from three to six in a week.
We haven't met for a couple of weeks. We haven't met for a couple of weeks, so you know.
No,
maybe five.
I gotta be five. I'll tell you though, what a ride.
What do you mean?
I am so impressed with myself so far.
Really?
I figured I would have fell off.
Didn't after the last text messages we had going around, I said we were starting over? You had to start getting your shit together again?
Well, some of those comments were offhanded, maybe.
Right.
Offhanded.
And or the wrong time.
Right. No, it was annoying. And I went from shut up, Jeff, to fuck off, Jeff. by the way, this is what we're going to be doing with shut up, Jeff.
Okay.
Since we're getting a lot of feedback from people telling us, what are you doing? Why are you telling this poor guy to shut up?
All the time.
So we're making it a drinking game. Every time we say shut up, Jeff, and you hear that, drink.
God. We're going to drink.
We're going to be drinking. Shut up, Jeff.
So
shut up, Jeff.
Let's do a toast. Actually, let's do a toast to 2021. So we haven't met since 2021.
Right, right.
Let's thank God it's done. Goodbye.
So is this for 2022?
Good riddance. 2022. Cheers. It's a toast for 2021.
Okay,
the year's behind us and we got to start. You know what? Not a bad topic. Let me just first off by saying that I offended a family member and I certainly didn't intend to. It was one of our podcasts. We really didn't mean
As
to.
Did I.
However, you know what? I acknowledged the fact when I listened back to it and they asked me about it, I knew exactly what they were going to be asking about. And I apologize, but I also want to go publicly and say, Kathy, I apologize. You didn't deserve that.
What about me? When's my apology?
Shut up, Jeff. Anyway, drink.
Yeah.
As do I, because I had a backhanded comment on the other end of it, and
okay. it was
she's my stepmother, and she. You know why?
It wasn't intended.
No. It was in jest, and it
massive apologies.
Absolutely, because after we listened to it, we went, you know what?
I listened to it. I thought, yeah,
it was a little hard, and it really wasn't. It wasn't meant to be directed at her per se. It was sort of we were trying to be funny and totally.
When we're sitting around the table, sometimes we're sitting around privately. And we forget this is a podcast, so it's easy to forget that we're not just sitting around drinking.
But microphone or not, that wasn't cool. And
that's true.
Yeah,
we shouldn't be talking shit about anybody, right?
But
other than shut up, Jeff.
Drink.
But like we said, it wasn't really intended at someone. Anyway, long story short. Massive apologies.
Sincerely.
Moving forward.
And you know what? She didn't ask us to do this.
I am so sorry, everybody.
But you know what?
We're
going to probably do it again. It's just something
You know. But you know what?
I should say sorry now. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's probably a good
idea.
Yeah,
you're probably right. You should.
I'm sorry.
And he really
means
it.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
So let me tell you what else happened, though, while we're on this topic of podcasting. So I go on this Bumble app, and really no intention to meet anybody.
Yeah.
So I get talking to this guy. First of all, it looks like a friend of mine. In fact, that's who I thought it was at first. And I'm like, holy smokes. Turns out, and then you get into the whole thing, and so get chit-chatting with him, and of course he trains for fucking triathlon, so that's never going to work. And then it goes on and on. And you know what? I have to tell you, we were in Toronto, and he says, he sends a message, and he's like, you know what? I think we have a connection, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, whatever. No, I only run if I'm being chased, and even then I'm going to turtle. This is not going to work, just so you know. But anyway, so the message he sends is like, are you at the hotel? And I said, yeah, we're at the bar. Of course you're at the bar.
Yeah.
Before that, he sends me an email telling me that all his nephews and nieces and kids and fucking whatever, they're all, well, maybe it's not, alcohol's not important to us because they're all like doctors and lawyers and engineers. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? So I kind of went, you know what, good for you that you guys don't drink. And I said, however, if you don't think that there aren't surgeons and doctors and lawyers and accountants and engineers that do drink, you're naive.
Yeah. And there's a difference between drinking and drinking
right.
in my mind. We drink to have fun.
Yes.
We drink like socially. It's a social thing. I don't drink every day.
No, me neither. And you know what? So then he
I
goes
don't go
on.
Go home and sit in the dark.
No.
And drink.
No.
There's other things I do in the dark.
So let me finish with this. So the guy turns around and says to me, and I said, he goes, oh, of course you're at the bar. And I go, and you know where I'm going from here?
Yeah.
This was, where were we going? Well, we were going to the drag bar. That was drag
bar
night.
Right. Yeah.
And I said, and then we're going to a bar from here. Absolutely. I'm pretty sure that this is probably a daily occurrence for you.
Oh.
Fuck off, block. I was absolutely. I thought, how you don't even know me? Why? Because you listen to me on a podcast
judgmental.
And we're having a couple drinks.
Yeah, that's so judgmental.
Shut up, Rita. Drink. Anyway, so yeah, I wanted to get those two things off my chest.
Okay.
So anyway, you know what I think we should talk about today is 2021 in review.
Yeah.
It was
for sure.
Kind of a crazy year, right?
It was a year nobody's ever going to forget, that's for sure.
No.
I think it probably was better than the year before, if I have to say. But
it was for me.
I think it was for me, too. I think I wrapped my head around the whole COVID thing early on. And so it was kind of a coast for me just to get through it.
Yeah, and the unknown. And when we were faced with, you know, the onset of all this shit in 2020.
Yeah. Yes.
And, you know, everybody's going, oh, my God, what is it? Are we all going to die? Blah, blah, blah. So, yes. So 2021, we were all kind of in the groove. We all, you know what? We're shutting you down again. All right. Whatever. Yeah. You know,
And then we had the vaccines come out. So that was, there was hope. I found there was a lot of hope through the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think our hope was kind of like dashed a lot of times because even though we made huge progress with the vaccinations, and here we are back to square one, and we're all vaccinated, and yet we're still doing lockdowns. We're still doing. Kids are at home working online. I feel deflated. I guess.
You know what? I look back because it's my birthday on Friday, and
today's Friday.
That's right.
Happy birthday to you. No, I was thinking about
happy birthday.
It's my nightmare.
To you. Happy birthday, dear Donna. Happy birthday to you.
We should still have the party.
Okay, are we done?
Party's back on.
Yeah, party's back on.
So, I reflected back to last year.
Yes.
January 7th, and I went, well, here we are again.
Yeah.
Same freaking thing, lockdown for
it's
birthday,
like Groundhog Day.
All over again, right? Do we sneak around and try to get together and celebrate, or do we not? Or you know? And a whole fucking year, and right, we're right
back to where we were. That's what I feel like. It's like Groundhog Day,
right?
It just feels like
absolutely. Groundhog. But you know what? So I had COVID.
Yes,
I got COVID over Christmas. So not that it's a funny story, and I'm not minimizing. So I got COVID exactly as I thought I would get COVID.
Oh, good.
Which was, I have a great immune system for whatever reason. I never get that sick from anything. I recover from surgeries. Might be a superpower. I'm not sure. Anyway,
I'm sure it is. Yeah.
So the funny thing is, not the funny thing is, so I start not feeling great. And you know what, but I think it's allergies or whatever. So I do a rapid test, comes back negative.
Yeah.
I had plans to go for, let me just back up. I figured I picked it up at one night on the Friday night. On the Saturday night, I had a date.
Oh.
Like, okay. Yeah, so we had all gone to see Felicia play because there was live music and stuff like that.
And this is a new date, new guy?
This is somebody new. I'd met him on Bumble, but he wasn't the guy that accused me of being an alcoholic.
Oh, no,
so
guy.
It was fucking on. Yeah. I mean, he was already a leg ahead. So
remember, Dave, there's thousands.
Oh, is there? Thousands. See, I've never done this.
She's kissing thousands.
I am not. So anyway, so I invite him out. Needless to say, I don't know that I'm sick. But I go home that night, the poor bugger, second date, he meets my ex-brother-in-law, meets my kids, meets most of my friends, meets my stepbrother, because everybody happened to be out that night. It was a lot of fun. He had a lot of fun, which was great, and he seemed to fit in all right. Anyway, so I go to work on the Tuesday, and I'm supposed to take a client out for lunch with the two of my bosses. Yeah. This is before I left my company to. Yeah. This was the last. I was January 1st. I started Vodka Friday, full tilt. That's my full time gig.
Your old employer,
right? Yeah. So we were taking, and I really like this client. She's freaking awesome, and I wanted to say goodbye to her and whatever. So I do a rapid test, come back negative. Mm. Tuesday we go, and as soon as we get back from lunch, I start feeling like yucky. Mm. So I go home and I email one of my bosses and said, they're supposed to have a Christmas lunch and sort of a send off for me. And I go, I don't think I'm going to be there tomorrow morning. I got a bit of a fever. I don't feel well. And anyway, so the next morning I wake up, I feel okay. So Rob sends me a message and says, hey, we're going to eat all your lunch if you don't show up. And I thought, well, maybe I'll come. I'm all right. It probably was nothing, right? So I walk in the office. I sit down, and the smart thing that I do before I see anybody is I do a rapid test positive. And I'm telling you, it was like finding out you were fucking pregnant.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you just go, yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You see it like move across. Oh. Yeah. You're like, uh-oh.
Oh, fuck.
I've been here before.
Yeah. So then I grab my shit and go, I gotta go. So yeah. Out of that
you
lunch.
Didn't touch anybody or.
No,
or
but out of that lunch, them. The lunch, everybody that was with me at lunch all tested positive.
So it might have been the Omicron then.
I don't know what I had. No idea.
They don't tell you.
So then I got to call this poor bugger who's new to me. Hey, you had a fun time on Saturday night. Guess what?
Yeah.
I'm positive for COVID.
Oh,
and I'm
no.
thinking in my head, I miss the good old days when you were worried about fucking herpes and not a cold. So I'm telling a friend of mine and he goes, nothing says I'm clean like fucking COVID. And I'm like, fuck.
Anyway, he must be all in at this point. Like he's met every one of your friends, your kids, your in-laws, your ex-laws.
I can't believe he didn't run for the hill.
And he knows you don't have herpes. And he knows you don't have herpes.
So you know how that's going to go over when you do tell him you got herpes.
I don't have herpes. What is wrong? Shut up, Dave. Drink.
Okay, let's change that. There we go. It's really good to see everybody this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, this year. You guys missed me.
So anyway, I survived. Oh, I survived it. Awesome. It was a very quiet Christmas. It was just actually Riley, and I haven't even seen my other kids since.
How was your Christmas there, Jeff?
Good, quiet.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah,
nice quiet.
Yeah. I was out with the local boys a couple times, but that was about it.
That's good.
Just rolling
I think everybody
down.
Was kind of quiet because 2021, just the whole COVID thing. Just everybody kind of had to stay at home and do low-key shit, right?
I was in quarantine. My daughter
and
was
I heard
positive.
You had it.
Yep.
So my well, it, positive. The kind of the... feeling
shut up, Jeff.
Cut me off.
We're gonna get drunk if we keep doing this. Jeff, you're gonna. You're
that
gonna
was a double ding. Let me finish my story.
They love their bell.
Okay, let's hear your story, Donna.
So my kid. What date was it? God, it was
at least a week before Christmas. No, or no. middle, maybe a couple of days before Christmas.
Was it the same
it?
Day I did, like the 23rd
what day did
or the 22nd?
The Friday.
The Friday, yeah. On the Monday. She was not feeling well on the Monday.
Or was Friday Christmas Eve? Friday was Christmas Eve.
And
Saturday
was
Christmas.
That's
day.
Right.
The Monday
yeah.
prior, she
yes.
wasn't feeling well.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. She went to the drugstore, did a rapid test, negative. Next day, she said, Mom, I know this is not good.
Yeah,
so we both went in.
Yeah.
She was positive. I was negative. Wow. So we were like, oh, boy, here we go. So we knew the next 10 days we're in lockdown.
Yeah, and at that point, they were saying 10 days.
Yeah.
If you
yeah.
get it, you have to lock down for 10
yeah.
days.
And she was
They've
sick.
Since changed that. But
yeah, she, mm-hmm. you know what? She didn't want to move for 10 days, basically.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
she was pretty
Was
much
she really sick?
She had 2 days of pretty bad fever, and then the rest was just cold. She's got lung issues.
Yeah,
she's
immunocompromised, but I guess what they say.
Yeah, but her lungs actually were pretty good throughout it,
oh,
so
good.
Thank God for that. And then
it's not funny, but it's funny.
Yeah.
Why?
She spends 10 days in quarantine, and
then I
I'm
get
positive.
Yes. So that's what you're
I went, what?
So I'm negative the whole time.
Oh, no.
The 10th day, I test positive. Like, you've
oh,
got
no.
to be shitting me.
You just went
me.
Through 10 days.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good thing you like your kid.
Right?
No, she was gone. She went skiing.
Gone.
Oh, she was all fine.
I was all on my
I'm
own.
I'm good. You're on your own.
I went over because I was 6 feet tall and bulletproof. I feel like I've got Kevlar now that I've had COVID.
Yeah,
I'm actually kind of glad to have it over with, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't get, I mean, don't get me wrong, I didn't feel great.
Right.
But I felt okay.
But you weren't deathly
and
ill. You
I
were sick and
no,
bad.
No, I was
you
out
said
running.
You went running.
I went running. And I, you know, a couple little things that you knew weren't normal, but mm-hmm. I, so.
Like what, though?
I had a little feeling in the base of my throat. And I sounded like Demi Moore for like 3
yeah.
days.
Oh,
hot.
Sexy.
Yeah.
Hot. She kind of looks like Demi Moore. Prettier.
A little bit.
In the same kind of shape, though.
So I only
fantastic.
Had to do I only had to do a 5-day lockdown.
Oh,
because
they
changed the rules
that,
right then.
Yeah,
and
that
I wasn't
day.
Sick at that point.
I think it was
so
that same day they changed the rules
yeah.
and you were kind of
yeah.
lucky and you beat that.
Yeah.
So it's only
so,
5 days.
So I hit, well, only 15 altogether, but you know.
Yeah, it was still 15 days.
Yeah.
Wow. So I got sick too, but I didn't get COVID.
I think your tests were wrong.
No, I had 5 tests, 3 rapid tests and 2 PCRs.
I know.
All
fact,
came back negative. But the worst part of it is It's a man cold. You guys have no idea how bad the man cold is. It was a man cold.
Jesus Christ.
We were both married. I think we do.
Yes, you know. I was deathly ill with
you
the man
no
cold.
Do you have no idea? You see these fingertips? There's been days that's what I was hanging by.
Oh, my God.
With the man cold?
You hear this sound? That was God at my door. Going, Jeff, and I was like, you know what, Lord, hang on.
Were you sick at all over the holidays?
No.
No.
Today's not my day.
Today, yes. Yeah. She's sharp in 2022, kids. Welcome. You know what? I tell you.
So you know what? So yeah, COVID obviously a big deal for 2021. new administration in the U.S. And I've got. Yes. So I know that we don't talk an awful lot about sort of
politics,
the business side of our business. But the business side of our business is we are actively pursuing to distribute out in California. We've been talking to people that are very, very interested in backing it and getting it released there, which has been really cool.
Because California loves vodka.
I think Vodka Friday, the whole brand works for them. I think they're us. Exactly. They're us. That's what I think.
I heard the other day a gay fella said, it's gay water is vodka. It's gay water.
That's perfect. I like gay people.
Really?
So it's like, yeah, it's gay water. It's like, this is awesome because I drink gay water.
Yeah. So fucking right on, man. I'm drinking gay water.
Right?
There you go.
I feel bi.
Does anything happen if you drink the water? I don't happen? Know.
Well, holy. Well, you know.
Depends on how much you drink.
That's right. That's right. It's a whole new world.
That's right. So, yeah. Yeah, so in the U.S.
Here's to you, Dave. I love you. Let's
drink.
Talk about
drink. Yeah.
No, in the U.S., they started off just completely a disaster. They get Trump out. They're storming the Capitol buildings. Gosh. Like, what the actual are these guys
thinking?
That's
the beginning of the year.
Yeah. And you know what? And I mean, and I have to tell you something. I've got some American friends, and I had a conversation with, I have a pretend aunt. I friggin' love her. She's one of the smartest women I know, and I adore her. And she is a staunch supporter of Trump.
Okay.
And you know what? The business side of me got it. I mean, I get it. I mean, his philosophies weren't wrong in business and trying to protect the country.
Sure.
His execution had a little to be desired. But, I mean, in a lot of cases, too, some of the stuff that he did in the U.S. saved our ass here in Canada. Mm-hmm. So we get talking, and she gets all mad because, I mean, I think he's a womanizer. I think he's a pig.
Yeah,
I think he's
so
all these
things.
He needs to take his fucking phone away from him and not let him tweet. Had he just shut up? Mm-hmm. But anyway, so we get into sort of debate. Nope. And I said to her, she said to me, what do you know about our politics? I said, what you don't understand as Americans is that if the Democrats get in, the stock market does one thing. If the Republicans get in, the stock market does another thing. Mm. Our whole economy is wrapped up into yours. So you don't need to know who our cutie patootie prime minister is. I mean, the fact that he's, hey, you know what?
I know.
He's done it. What are you going to do? I mean, he isn't done anything horrible compared to what's going on. Everybody's printing money. Everybody's throwing money.
I have to give all these politicians credit.
Hey, who wants to be a politician right now?
Exactly. I do.
No.
There was no book. There was nothing. There's nothing for them to draw on. They're winging it, and they're going by the data, and they're going by the information they're given with the professionals.
Right. Who's
going
to wake up one day and go, "We're in a pandemic, and you got to deal with it."
As long as they're listening to the professionals and the scientists and everything, and I think that's what they're doing. Then all we can do is trust in them, no matter who it is. I don't care who it's.
Have faith.
Nobody's going to do a better job than the person that's in power and the person that's doing it today.
Agreed.
I don't think that changing politics at this point is going to help.
You know what?
They
make one decision and half the population is going
to
be over them.
And that leads to the election that we had this year. We had an election for our prime minister and our prime minister and nothing changed.
Well, in all due respect, I can't believe that party put the guy at the head.
That's
like, come on, man.
True.
How many voted?
I don't think he was a candidate.
How many voted?
What you're gonna vote for? What it wasn't even time.
It wasn't a good time.
It was a stupid thing to do.
It was 26 days. It was 26 days between the time they announced and the time that you voted. So really, we didn't have enough time to really. And we were too wrapped up in our own problems to think, should we change prime ministers? Well,
that's
prime
a great time to make changes when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
That's what they were hoping.
That's what they were hoping. They were hoping that they'd get a majority. And they didn't get it. They got the minority government that we were accustomed to.
Right back where we were
and nothing's changed.
Well, you know, unless the PC party make a stand and they put somebody at the head of the helm that isn't a moron, in all due respect.
I agree.
I mean, they're not going. If you can't win against Trudeau, and Trudeau, I mean, in all due respect to the guy, he been in completely over his head. Yes. I mean, he had a great last name, and he was cute. I know you don't think he's cute, I do. No. And but you know what? I mean, they can't beat him. So guess what? You know what I know for sure? Something's not working in that party.
That's right. They got to change people.
Seriously.
Or something.
Yeah.
They got to change policies.
I have just the person in mind.
Tell me it's Jeff.
No. Oh, man. But, you know, we had other shit happen. We had the Brexit couple on Oprah.
The Brexit couple.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Meghan and Prince Harry.
Yeah, that was.
They were on Oprah, which I mean, you know, I gotta tell you, the royal family kind of had their asses kicked handed to them in the last year or whatever.
Andrew.
Yeah, Andrew, for sure. That's all coming up this year.
Oh, that's going to be
Andrew.
That's ugly.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
Did you watch the Oprah thing?
I did. Yeah, it was good. It was fine. I mean, they didn't really.
They didn't trust the royal family.
No,
I didn't feel they did.
They did.
And yet the media felt that they did. And I listened to them, but they didn't trust their family. They spoke with the truth and honesty on what their experience was like. And a lot of people give them crap for it because they've got money. Well, you know what? They still have problems. You can have money and still have problems.
Well, you know what? And so I really believe
okay,
that.
But if you're going to be having family troubles, you're going to come out here and do it on the podcast?
No, and that's true. I get
that.
But
wait a
minute.
I think
they were trying to get people
there's
to understand
no privacy for them anyway.
Yeah.
There's no privacy
well,
for them.
They're damned
their
if they do and
life.
Damned if they
that's
don't.
Right.
Their
you're
whole
right,
life
Jeff.
Is
you're
public.
Right.
We don't live their life. They're a public. They're a public.
And
treasure.
I think at the end
they
of the day.
They black and then the. Media gets a hold of it, they can turn it into white.
Yeah. The end of the day, the point was he did not want his family to end like his mother.
No.
Super noisy in here, eh?
I know.
Jesus.
Freaking sounds like they're having a party.
It's a vodka
right?
Friday.
It's vodka Friday.
We only have five people.
Yeah, right?
Not looking blonde in the crowd, though. I'll tell
yeah.
you
oh, jeez. Yeah. So, yeah, so there was that. What else did we go through this year? And yeah, I got to tell you, too, though.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, my kids and I friggin' love them.
Yeah.
If I had to stay home and homeschool them, I would have walked them to the CAS. They could have been somebody else's problem because there is no way I could have survived what these parents have gone through over the last two years.
I agree.
Not a chance.
I agree.
You know what? Just
not a chance.
100%. Just juggling the fact that the kids had to stay home.
Yes.
And what if you were one of those workers that
I'm concerned
actually
about
got to go to work or had to go to work, right? A lot of people stayed home.
Yes.
Because they were forced to by the government. But What if you're a nurse or a doctor or whatever?
Yeah.
What do you do with your kids?
That's right.
No
idea.
How
the hell do you do online with your
kids?
Those
are the people that I think it has affected the most through everything is the healthcare workers.
And they've done a bang up job. They really have.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
what they've been navigating.
You're working with an ever changing environment.
Yeah.
And
they're the ones we're
worried about. That would not be easy to do every day.
Well, they're looking COVID in the face every single day.
I was at the hospital over the holidays because I was concerned I was going to go to pneumonia, and I went into Merge, and I looked around and what they have to go through on a daily basis. I couldn't do it. I could not do it. I couldn't be a teacher either, just because I couldn't deal with kids on a daily basis.
Same.
But I think the stress level that they must be faced with, it's no wonder they have PTSD.
Yeah.
Like, it's just no wonder.
Who?
It's
nurses
and doctors,
healthcare workers,
people that are low on the totem pole there. It's
I don't know
it's
if everybody
so
knows
stressful.
This. I'm kind of privy to it because I have friends in the industry. But,
yeah.
You know, they lost a lot of money last year.
Who
a
did?
Lot of
Who?
Doctors.
Oh, doctors,
a,
yeah.
A lot was taken away from them. That
oh, the government
was,
pulled back.
Yeah.
Government restrictions. Yeah,
like
that was kind of before.
So.
That started, I think, before
COVID. Yeah, before
COVID.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
it really affected them.
Well, for sure.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you have plans for your life, and then, you know, all of a sudden. Now, mind you, we can all invest in things and plans change, but, you know, when you think you have a secure job, and that's.
Yeah.
Right?
And I just feel horrible for what they've had to go through.
Oh, my God.
And
I can't even imagine.
And still are going through it on a daily. And I think that's why we're so concerned about, you know, going into another lockdown. If it wasn't for the healthcare workers, we probably would be faced with that.
But you also have people with this lockdown. I mean, what? I mean, the people that work in the service industry are getting $300 a week. There's no fucking way you can live on $300 a week.
No.
And that, I mean, but they have no choice because they've closed that. I mean, restaurants, everything has changed. And there are... Mm-hmm. You got 50% of the population right now that are on the brink of bankruptcy. Plain and simple, they are. And you know what? I mean, we look at our housing prices, and I'm not sure where the frickin' money's coming from for that.
Right.
Where it's increasing 40% year over year. who has that kind of dough? And I get interest rates are low, but guess what? You're going to have to be buying, you're going to be renegotiating your mortgage in 5 years, and it's not going to be worth what you paid for it.
Well, the chickens will come home to roost, and you'll be like they were back in the, what, early 80s. An old neighbor of mine said, I literally walked into the bank. The only time they were really interested in renegotiating is when I set the keys on the counter.
Yep.
And that's when they said, okay, we'll renegotiate the interest rate now.
Right.
But he said, for like a year ahead, and he said, but I said, well, that's, they're trying to fucking scare the shit right out of you.
You know
what
the average price house in Toronto was last year?
Don't live in fear, everybody. Don't let everybody put you in fear.
It's somewhere between 1.2 and 1.3.
Oh, wow.
Remember,
average price house.
Mm-hmm. Don't live in fear.
Well, no. And you know what? I sold my house last year. I sold it in an upmarket. I find the whole process to where we are, particularly even with the company, I find the whole thing strange for me personally, because I can actually sit here and every single thing that has happened in my life, starting really from the day that I separated with my second ex-husband. You can make fun of me all you want. That's okay.
Just hit the button because
we'll do it with a drink. You know what? It has led me to here. Yeah. And even selling my house. I sold my house, to take advantage of an up market. And then when I thought about this and whatever, then I had money to invest into it, which I wouldn't have had sell my house thinking about this. Sure. It all sort of fell into place. And I actually sit there and go, every part of my life that's happened to me, I know exactly why. Yeah, and I don't, there's nothing to feel bad about. I'm happy about having gone through all of it. Yeah. Otherwise, this company would never have happened. Mm-hmm. It just wouldn't have. Whether the podcast, had some interesting, funny stories. And but the whole Vodka Friday, that started at my kitchen table when I was separated, right? Okay. And lost. And I actually feel like I got, and you guys all know because you're part of my life, but I got my ass kicked for a couple of years and really questioned everything about myself. Was I true? I felt like a fraud, to be honest, for a long time. And I no longer feel that way. Mm-hmm. I feel like, no, you know what, Rita? You are exactly who you knew you were.
And that happens, I think, when relationships end and jobs change. Mm-hmm. You go through a funk like questioning
yourself,
what's happening,
everything,
because when we're in a secure job and our relationships are going on like status quo, you don't think about this stuff, but when things end, it reminds you that
things can end in the blink of an eye.
So don't get so secure in your daily, because it could change quickly.
So live your daily.
Yeah.
Live your life.
Live your life and appreciate everything that you've got. Like really,
you guys
I think that's what I've got.
Like, we do. You know what? There was one night last year, I swear to God, it was sort of at the end of sort of finding my footing again and finding myself. And I'm up one night and I'm feeling kind of shitty. And I happened to get on Amazon and I spent $150 on self-help books.
Oh, yeah.
And I felt better just getting them. Yep. I didn't even read them. Yeah. Yeah. But I started reading the one, and actually I'm reading it from a completely different perspective where I'm going, live in the present.
Yes.
You can't change the past, so deal with it. Get over it, forgive, do whatever you need to do. Otherwise, that's a ball and chain to you in your future. But you have to live in the today, the moment today.
That's right.
Can't plan too far ahead. No. You can't get too ahead of yourself and get out of your head. And I'm like, that's where I'm at. Mm-hmm. That's exactly where I'm at. I'm living in today.
I can't
be ready to bounce, you know? Mm-hmm. Got to be ready to bounce. Yeah. Tomorrow's a different day. I'm shooting for the stars. I'll settle for the moon. And you know what? Lord help me. Something comes along. At least I'm prepared.
Prepared, right. Mm-hmm.
I think it's more about preparation now. That's why we're talking about the end of COVID rolling back into the scene. And mm-hmm. I kind of got a different feeling in the air before you belled me, and that was well deserved.
You totally cut me off.
You know what? You were on that thing. Like, what a jab. I tell you, folks, I've been hit by a few, and that sucker would have nailed me three times. She hit that bell three times before Rita hit it once. I was very impressed. You know what? I'm going to get you your own bell.
You didn't know I had it in me, did you?
No, I do. It's good to see you. Show it, though. Right? That's what I love.
Your point is, Jeff.
Right?
Let's get him back.
No, it was like, this year people were like, oh, for crying out loud, give us a break already. And but at the same time, I think it was easier for people to spend relaxed atmospheres and in relaxed venues. But yeah, we were still kind of able to go out and do stuff, where now you're everything's kind of shutting down half capacity.
I think we value more simplistic activities than we did in the past.
Yeah, like Vodka Friday. Like vodka.
Yeah. Well, that
was never too complicated, though.
Your friends, for sure.
You value your family more. Yeah. I find that's happened. It just kind of taught us that life is going to slow down. And
in the blink of an eye, it could change.
And so this past year, I think all of us have done a lot of self-reflecting.
Yeah.
I for one, downloaded a lot of books on Audible.
Do you read them? Because I didn't read them until recently.
I can't read books. I get distracted, so yeah. I'll listen, and I find I even get distracted.
Do you want me to make up a dirty story and text it to you?
Oh, God.
No.
Stop drinking vodka, Jeff. You're transitioning.
Yeah. Yeah. It's gay water, buddy. Just
he's
remember.
Going for the bell.
Drink it. Yeah.
I got to get my mouth off the mic.
Jesus.
I'm sorry. It was sitting right there. I meant the mic.
Anyway, yeah. So before I started listening to podcasts, I was listening to self-help books. Not a lot, just a couple of them that were just kind of. And I listened to stuff about the COVID. And I just felt I was more reflective on my home situation. I think a lot of people are the same. You're more in tune with your family, friends, just like I said. So
I forget. Mm-hmm. I forget that it's a thing. I mean, we went when we were going to the drag bar night in Toronto, which was a lot of fun. Yeah. A little weird, though. I mean, the guy that was the drag queen, he had a beard and chest hair and a package, and I went, "This is something wrong about this."
Me, yes.
Did he have the? Yeah. Maybe it was just not the right outfit.
No, it was his stick. His stick was to be a guy in a. It was so weird. So weird.
It was a guy with makeup.
Yeah, the first time we went, guys were good. Mm. They were.
What did
the
they
one
do?
Guy had an ass like I've never seen on anybody before.
I love that first place.
Like Dave's?
Yeah.
No, actually better than Dave's. Younger and more female. Well, Dave's a guy. Dave looks like a guy.
He's a guy's ass. I've seen
He's
it.
Got a
you
great
have
ass.
Nuts. You have not.
I'll tell you. Bounce
you
a quarter
not.
On it.
You have
baby.
Not.
You try bouncing a quarter on mine.
One of these days we're going to get a podcast. We're going to do that, bitch.
All right.
Can I be the bitch?
I love VodkaFriday.ca, folks. That's here. I can't wait for it.
Yeah. Right?
Here's to you. Here's to the girls.
We're drinking.
Sociable. Riley. Riley,
what else
our producer.
What else happened
this year?
I think we should raise our glass to
Vodka
the producer.
Vodka Friday happened this year.
Who?
Yep. Vodka Friday happened this year.
Yeah, that's true.
We registered the company, and we're pushing it forward. And it's been, I got to tell you, it's been a really freaking cool ride. The support that we've had. So we started this, true story. I said, I always say true story when I listen to the podcast. I say true story all the fucking time.
Well, I was
going to
remind you
that. It's like I'm lying.
Lying.
I don't say it.
It's like, really?
So, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
so
I don't
true story.
I don't believe it.
But I had said to Donna, I said, you know why? It's not my shtick to wave the fucking women entrepreneur, and not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I'm reading an article, and the article says, the inclusion of women in the alcohol industry, which is predominantly male dominated. I call it, guess what flag we're waving.
Yeah.
And
it, might as well.
Not just why here. Not? We had a conversation today with these people out in California, and they said the same thing. Inclusion of women in alcohol industry in the States is huge right now. So it's an advantage for us.
Yeah,
it truly is an advantage.
Oh, for sure.
Not that we're a chick company and it's just chicks that are listening to us, because luckily it's not.
And this
not.
Has kind of developed, like thinking about it for a long time, but you really kind of got serious late in the summer. I'm thinking.
No, I didn't even think about it. A Vodka Friday was a thing that we got together. It's Vodka
no,
Friday,
no,
everybody
I mean,
drink.
I mean about
company-wise?
The company-wise, that kind of developed
was it?
In
no,
the summer.
Yeah.
It was,
yeah.
No,
say
it was
late
July.
Summer.
Late
September.
No, it was July.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. July, I was sitting on the couch, and I look at my kid, and I go, oh, my God, you know what we're going to do? I'm going to trademark Vodka Friday. He goes, oh, my God.
And it's so funny, because I remember talking to you about this, and I had a couple of house parties, and we had edibles, and which we don't usually do edibles, but we
what
had
are those?
Edibles,
what
and
are
you
those?
Know what they are.
It wasn't even edibles, it was just a lot of brownie with some pot
and some craziness. And I had these great ideas, and it was kind of along the same lines of the Vodka Friday thing, and it all kind of happened at the same time, so I don't know if we're in tune with the developing this thing. I think this
comes
is an
together
awesome
for
idea.
A reason. It comes together for
exactly.
a reason.
And
when
I've seen
shit.
It happening. And I've seen
faith.
This, I've seen
have faith.
I've seen a lot of the marketing stuff that you're doing now. I kind of envisioned that at that time.
Yeah.
So, kudos to
we're
edibles.
Cosmic
kudos
connected.
To edibles.
Right?
No, it's
right.
not. Yeah. It's all edibles.
Yeah. I'll tell
you. You know what? I actually smoked pot this year.
Oh,
like
God.
I was
me too.
Like before I went to bed, I couldn't sleep.
Oh,
And I needed something, and yeah. I was taking like a NyQuil. Would you wake up the next morning and you're a zombie or gravel? You can't think the next day.
Exactly.
So my kid says to me, "Why don't you get a BotPen?" And I went, "Really?" And he goes, "Yeah." So he went out and got me whatever. And I got to tell you, the first night I did it, I sat there, and you got to understand.
Did you giggle?
Through
did you
high vape? School. No, did through high vape? School, I was, yes. Yeah. But through high school, I was the Just Say No poster child.
Yes.
You know that.
Yes, you were.
And so anyway, so I'm laying in bed, and I can't fucking move. Like, I'm laying there going, wow.
Coma.
And I kind of can think, but my lips felt big. And I said to him, I don't know what you got me. Yep. I can't do this. Then I thought, no, I kind of like it. I slept 7 hours. Yeah. I need to do this.
It was mescaline. Are you just doing mescaline?
I don't even think I would have been able to get out of bed and walk. And everything felt so heavy.
Yes.
Like, you're just in bed and you're like,
did you want a cookie?
Wow.
Did you want a cookie?
No, I didn't want to eat anything. I just wanted to, I was like, what is happening?
That boy, Ryan, a boy.
So I'm with Rita. I'm not I don't smoke pot at all.
Did you do it? Have you done it lately?
No. I haven't done it since. Oh God, I don't.
Have you tried edibles? Probably,
no.
No, you're afraid to?
Yep.
Are you just kind of afraid of what you the experience?
You know
you're a health
you should
health,
do them with
health
me then.
Person.
Come on,
like
yeah.
Health
I'll
conscious, what you put in your
clean
body.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I like to be in control of how I feel. However, Rita and I went golfing this summer.
Okay.
And
sounds good.
We were having a lot of fun, and I was like, you know what? We need to do this fucking stoned. Let's try this, right?
So
and we didn't get there yet.
No,
we'll save it for this summer.
We come off the golf course and we tell our kids they're going, we're coming.
Right?
we're fucking coming.
Yeah, I'm with you, Rita. Like I remember a few years ago smoking. This is probably the last time I smoked it because I'm not a smoker. I don't like to smoke. But I remember doing it, and I don't know what the potency of it was or anything, but all I know, because I never buy it, I've never actually bought it. People just kind of give it to me.
Me too.
Yeah, sure. And I couldn't form sentences. I was so, I was a zombie.
Me.
I was like just looking, just giggling. You know?
Yes.
It was crazy.
Yours was a pen, wasn't it?
It's a pen, I don't know. It's got oil or whatever in it, and I'm telling you, man, I literally could not, and you know what? And then I got not used to it. But I actually went, you know what? This is kind of a cool feeling going to bed like this.
Yeah.
And what the bonus was, I was sleeping soundly.
Yeah, a lot of people are on the CBD oil. That seems to be a big thing this year.
Yeah.
CBD.
Because you don't get the high.
You don't get the high. So you don't get the
THC. Kind of seems disappointing after my rides.
But a lot of people are doing it for sleep. For sleep.
If I need to sleep, I wouldn't hesitate to do that.
Yeah, that seems to be a real real thing, especially people of our generation. They're into all the different type of products that marijuana offers.
So you're telling me I was ahead of my time?
Oh, fuck. You were stoned pretty much your entire life, I'm thinking. Way ahead of your time.
Yeah.
We should drink.
Yeah.
Cheers.
That's a short way of saying shut up, Jeff. Yeah. Right, folks. Ringing that bell for joy. I can announce I'm a caregiver for a senior in Burford now.
Mm. Are you?
Well, he needs some help. He's having, he's a kind of a friend of mine. He turned 71. He's had a couple falls. We got him a bike helmet, so in case he does fall, I've got him a leash, so if he hangs out with me, he can't get too far away from me.
You have a leash for your friend?
Yeah.
What kind of friend are you? You do not.
A great friend.
Oh, my God.
No,
need a leash.
And he lives on his own?
Does he live on his own? Outside of Burford.
Okay.
But, you know, I won't say his name.
No.
But
you've been helping him out.
Yeah, this is half-ass serious and half-ass true.
Sure.
Half-ass serious and half-ass true. That's the same thing.
Tell us the serious part.
Serious.
He did fall and bump his head because I had to go down in the... up down to Hamilton with him, but it was for something else. But I kept asking him, going, no, I don't have a leash. I told him, we did get him a helmet, though.
No. What?
And I got him a book that is like a kid's book, How to Make Friends, but at top I put, How to Make Friends at 71. Because he's a bit crusty.
Yeah,
and he doesn't like all my humor, so.
I mean, I wouldn't. I don't think. Oh.
So you decided you're
going
to help him out because of the COVID thing? He's
might
by
be
himself.
Speechless by
kind
this story.
Of thing?
Well, he's getting older. I worry about him. He's from Burford. I'm surprised. You
he's
guys
from Burford.
I might know him. I don't
I think
know the
you're
name.
Related.
You're probably
I was
related.
Say
you
it's
are
his
related.
Uncle.
Hands down, you're related.
Exactly. Gosh.
So if you see a guy walking around with a leash with a fucking hunky helmet, well, that makes sense.
That's
Burford.
Makes sense. I thought we agreed. We agreed.
We
agreed
to
not
get it.
We don't need to come back in the next podcast and apologize to Burford again.
Oh, no.
No.
You know what? Actually, somebody I know from Burford was listening
they
to
love
it.
It
was funny.
We're putting them on the map.
They
can't get water, but they can get
a
podcast.
It's a great time. It's a great time. I'll tell you. Yeah. Jeez. People from Burford, they like their a taxes. Good time. They like a good time.
Oh,
they love
drink.
Their beer. They love their yep. their laughs. And if you want to have a good laugh, hang out with the crowd in Burford because they are a
no,
lot
they're
of
all
fun.
Right.
A lot of fun.
Even the guy
you know,
I'm
I used to run weddings out in Norfolk
yes.
County.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know,
what's that hall in Delhi there, right downtown?
I don't know.
German Hall? Hungarian
yeah.
Hall?
The German Polish Hall, right in the corner. That's yeah. a great hall for okay. a wedding. I've been yeah. down there a couple times.
Next time. So yeah. the next time you can have one there. Maybe I will. Fuck it.
You guys need to avoid
I
got to
have a cousin somewhere.
your industry standard for booze is
yes.
like 4 to 5 drinks per head, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nope. Nope.
No?
No.
They're... out in Norfolk County, they, yeah. they're professionals. You're
so when you know you're doing a gig out in Norfolk,
you're doubling.
County,
I'm doubling my amount.
Burford's just beside Norfolk.
You're,
but
who
was
like
the who was
7, 8, 9
oh.
drinks ahead?
Oh, yeah.
Who was
yeah.
the
like that
country
when
folk
I,
like
the
to
first
drink.
Time Delhi. I was your cart girl, Delhi.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm her cart girl, and it was the Delhi Chamber, wasn't it? Chamber of Commerce or whatever it was.
No, it wasn't the fireman.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I can't remember it. All I know is
this
that
is
I'm the
year?
Cart girl.
You did this this
no,
year.
No,
this
we did last year. Oh, okay. But anyway, so our I don't know when we did it, whatever, yeah. pre-COVID.
Yes.
So I literally am on the cart, and I go around, and the very first hole, they go, yeah, no, we're good. And I go, are you kidding me? You're from fucking Delhi. Do you want me to tell everybody you turned the girl or the beer cart girl away? What is wrong with you? So of course they buy around.
Did they really? Oh,
so I
geez.
Ended up saying to them, and this I said this to all the, I fucking made a fortune that day. But I ended up saying to everybody, I don't care if you have booze in your bag. I don't give a shit. When yeah. I show up,
I did,
buy around.
I ran the place, but that's okay.
Yeah, I didn't care.
Yeah,
but when
right.
I show up,
yeah.
buy around. I'm yeah. telling you, I had so much fun that day. They were just whacked. It went funny. I even had somebody ask me out.
Oh, nice.
And I lied to him. I wasn't interested. I went. I was kind of broken then, and I went, you know what? I have a boyfriend.
Have a
he goes, I knew you would. Mm-hmm. Fuck, you don't know how true that story that I don't. Do you remember the super cutie patootie
oh,
guy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. he was so pretty.
He was lovely.
And I even said to him, he comes over and I go, I gotta tell you
this
something.
Is, oh, this is funny.
I gotta tell you something. He goes, what? And I go, we're all like, oh my God. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So then he comes back to the bar and he says to me,
I'm standing beside her. I'm
yeah, he goes, can you show me where the washroom is? And I go, mm-hmm. yeah, it's over there. I point over to the building over there. It's right over there. It's like right there. He goes, no, I need you to show me where it is. I go, really? Seriously, man, it's right there.
Okay.
And I'm still doing
let
this.
Let me jump in. I'm looking at her like,
like, hello. Yeah. Do you know what he's saying?
What is the matter with you?
Wake up.
So he
wake
still
up.
He still goes, no, really, can you show me where it is? And I kind of look at him and I go, wait a minute.
Whoa, whoa.
Wait a minute.
You may be cute.
20 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, you may be cute,
today.
But.
Fuck, you said you have an yeah. affinity for older chicks? We're dying.
Oh,
I'm I was completely flattered.
Oh.
But it was absolutely
that's a good
funny.
Line. I have to remember that.
But
right?
I need to show the washroom.
I have to remember that. Yeah.
So you have somebody blonde going, dumb, going, wait, it's over there. Treat there. Why, you can't see. No, really, literally, it's like 30 feet.
No, that is a good icebreaker, though.
It is, yeah.
That
well,
is
clearly,
good.
It didn't work for
did
me.
You show me where the washroom like, physically show me? Like, physically take me there?
I've never thought of that one.
I think the
and
guy was maybe
me?
28. So
like, he would know he was 32
oh,
or something.
Okay.
Oh,
so
okay.
If
which
I
is,
came,
you know what? Seriously,
if
man, you
I
could
came
be
up
my
to
kid.
And
that's the truth.
Line.
Yeah. Yeah,
no.
That makes it creepy.
No, totally. I would tune in and go, yeah, you can figure it out on your own. Rita, for whatever reason, it took me, I'm just looking at her like, are you for real? You have no idea what he's saying to you right now.
So what other crazy things happened over 2021? Back to 2021.
God. Mm-hmm. What did I do?
We had a lot of house parties. We used to camp a lot.
I know, right?
So yeah. we did a lot of camping. Not a lot, but like maybe half a dozen times through the season. And because of the COVID thing, we couldn't do anything with the camping.
Where
so
do you camp?
Any.
Where do you go camping?
There was a down in Turkey Point area. There we would go down there. And then we used to go to over to the States, over to New York State. Mm-hmm. And
nice.
There's a couple
Turkey Point weekend.
There.
Boy.
And because everything was kind of shut down,
yeah.
we couldn't go across the States. So we had house parties, and we had a lot of pool parties, and I think they were popular because everybody seemed to be there. So
fun.
You guys
and
a
we
great
had
party
a
spot.
Lot of fun just yeah. hanging out, and I ended up building a bar, and just I think we just kind of focused on the house, and I think a lot of people did the same thing. They just focus on what they can do at home and bring the people that are important to their lives to their home, and did fun things just on
for
a
sure.
downscaled kind of thing.
Yeah,
didn't
you
spend
know,
a lot of money.
Well, that's it, right? I mean, one, we saved money. We didn't travel. Mm-hmm. I haven't traveled now in
yeah,
what,
2 years,
two,
three years?
Two and a half, 3 years.
I haven't traveled since that murder attempt in Mexico.
Oh, really?
The one
we,
on Rita.
We were in Mexico. Yeah, we were in Mexico just like a couple of weeks before the shutdown in March of last
yeah,
year.
Yeah,
we
want
to go.
I was in Dominican in December before the shutdown.
I miss it, but I also was glad that we had that. It was like the best trip to like. So it was the last trip that I had. Was like the best trip I ran.
Yeah.
And I do miss it, but I got lots of fun memories, and we've got a hot tub at home. We got a pool. We got everything at home we need.
But I think that's part of it, right? So we've shifted our
traveled the world over to find happiness and straight in your backyard.
And the fact that we go, okay, well, we can't go out to restaurants because they're closed.
Yeah.
We can't go to bars because they're closed. What are we going to do at our houses? You know, we're gonna go and play cornhole, and we're gonna
play dice and
cards.
What's
and
cornhole?
Turns out I can add really quickly.
Yeah, a lot of people are back to playing cards. Card games are popular.
Sure.
Yeah, anything. Yeah.
And we're gonna sing and dance and.
Yeah, yeah, we've had.
You know. It was, you know what? You're right. It was good. Oh, I had fun.
Good old fashioned fun.
I had old fun during.
Yeah, we actually had. I hate to even say it because I know a lot of people didn't have fun, but we actually enjoyed it.
Well, you figure out what to do to have.
And our kids are grown up, so you essentially. I mean, well, we had a when I was saying that we had listener. Did I tell you that we have listener parties at Mac?
No.
Did they tell you that? So on the Saturday, you know, the COVID Saturday poor date
big
guy.
Shout out to Mac.
Shout out to Mac University. Yes. So one of the girls, while we were out, comes over and she goes, "Oh my God, do you remember me?" And she's not really the kind of person you're ever going to forget. Cute as a button.
Sure.
And I'd met her a couple times before, but not often. But she's absolutely adorable. And she goes, "Do you know that we have listening parties at McMaster?"
That's sweet.
And she goes, "We think you're the funniest 50-year-olds ever."
That's true.
We kind of are.
right? Cheers to that.
Yeah, cheers. Cheers to that, Chef Jeff.
I may have partied with that girl a couple times. She's friends.
That magician was pretty cool, too, I thought.
On New Year's Eve,
yes.
I thought he was.
Yeah, a few of us got together on New Year's Eve, which was kind of nice.
Yeah.
We were able to see each other. And
I was
right before the shutdown.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Donna was in quarantine.
I know.
But
it was fun.
Yeah,
Rita hugged me. I got hugged. Like a real fucking hug on Docker.
She brought the new guy. He actually came back.
Hey, yeah.
That was the funny part. Was when I seen him there, I was like,
Sharpie.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
You didn't scare him away?
At the fucking lottery.
You could have given him COVID.
You're right.
No.
Come on. Who's surprised? By that,
not
I am.
Me. Yeah. Not me. Sharpie was a nice guy. Sharpie was a great guy.
Oh, would you stop? Seriously, you're whack. No, Jeff's trying to be.
Shut up, Jeff.
I'm gonna throw another this at you. I'm gonna throw the ball at Jeff.
But yeah, we went to a really cool house party, and it was a ton of food and booze and just a lot of fun.
Karaoke.
And
it was a friendly
good,
crowd, and
the
magician was a nice touch.
And
she
actually hired a magician. He was going to do
hypnotizing
but I don't think the crowd was for it.
We were not drunk, but
there was too much alcohol in the room, and I think he just didn't feel comfortable.
I was in the mood to be hypnotized, too.
I was kind of worried, actually.
I was hoping he could make
hypnotized, to be honest. I thought, here we go. Get the camera.
Could you make it that I don't like Big Macs and love the gym?
There you go.
Didn't work out. So anybody got anything to add for 2020, 2021 while we wrap up?
I'm kind of glad it's over.
Definitely
what do you think?
Glad.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? Although, like we said, we found our way. And
it wasn't the worst year, but it wasn't my best year, and I'm glad it's over. Let's move forward.
We may do.
Mm-hmm. May no. do.
Let's get the hell out
we
of it.
We had a great summer
weather. I do
wise.
Not want to repeat.
No.
I mean, get out of this Groundhog Day repeat.
That's what kind
year
of the bitch
year.
Is right now because
back.
Like I said,
where
my
we
birthday,
were.
We're right fucking back
I
where
know.
We were
Another
last
know. Another friend
year.
Of mine
like,
is
please.
January birthdays, and everybody's the same thing. It's like,
you know what, though?
You
got to be able to find the light at this tunnel.
You do.
There is one. Yeah. You got to be able, okay, maybe it's time that you needed to slow down. We needed to regroup.
Mm-hmm.
We need to not drink and drive. We need to call an Uber. And on that, we got to wrap it up and call it a day. The other thing I'm going to say to everybody, you know what? Like, follow, share us on Instagram.
Comment.
Comment on it. Anything that you have. Any of the comments that come back are so appreciated.
Yes.
You have no idea.
Input.
Good and bad. Good and bad. If we're failing at something, let us know. And if we're doing really well at something, we want to know that as well. It's a lot of fun. I've loved every minute of doing this. And we look forward to what 2022 brings.
And if you think we should tell Jeff to shut up more often, hey, we can tell him shut up more
Remember,
often.
Remember, it's a drinking game. It's a drinking game. Anyway, cheers, everybody. We're going to call
cheers,
you.
Cheers,
here we go.
Happy 2022.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yeah.